This week, we've been talking about the Grand Canyon and its 100th anniversary as a national park. Over that 100 years, and long before that, the canyon has inspired artists, writers, and musicians who visited it. And today, we're going to wrap up our series with the music of the Grand Canyon. Claire Hoffman is the co-founder and artistic director of the annual Grand Canyon Music Festival. Claire, welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you.
Well, and first of all, tell us about your own experience hiking in the Grand Canyon and how it led you to founding this music festival.
Mm-hmm. Well, it goes back 37 years. I was a young musician in New York City struggling to find my way, and I happened to pick up a book by Willa Cather called The Song of the Lark, which serendipitously is about a young musician trying to find her way. And a friend of hers says, look, just go to the canyons of northern Arizona and forget about music and just figure out what you want to do. And so I said, I got to go to the canyons of northern Arizona. Mm-hmm. So my husband and I, Robert Bonfilio, who's the other co-founder of the Grand Canyon Music Festival, packed our instruments in our backpacks. I have a flute, and he had his harmonica, and we went down into the Grand Canyon. And we had planned a rim-to-rim-to-rim hike. The first day down, we took our instruments out and played by the Colorado River, and we were not aware of it, but there was a ranger down there who heard the music, didn't know where it was coming from. Next day, we packed up, and my husband and I hiked up the floor of the canyon to Cottonwood Campground and did the same thing, took our instruments out, and were playing. And the ranger had also walked up the canyon, and this time he was determined to find us. He did, and said, look, can you come into the ranger's cabin after dinner and play us a concert?
Mm-hmm.
Of course, after 2 days of hiking in the Grand Canyon, you're really hot and tired.
Yeah.
And we said, okay, fine. So we went in and played some music and just had a wonderful time talking to them. And we left there, and all my husband could talk about was this place needs a music festival.
Huh.
That was the founding of the Grand Canyon Music Festival.
Okay, well, at this point, mm-hmm. I think we have to play some music so that people can get in the mood here. This is the Grand Canyon Suite. This is by mm-hmm. the American composer Ferdy Groffay. It was completed in 1931. Let's listen to some of it. First, here's a bit from the movement Sunrise. And then I want to hear another part of this. This is another movement called On the Trail. Just see a little squirrel hopping along as you're walking along the trail there in the Grand Canyon.
I think it's the mules he's trying to bring to mind there, yeah.
Well, tell us about this one, the Grand Canyon Suite.
Well, Ferdy Groffay was, today he's pretty much exclusively known as the composer of the Grand Canyon Suite, but he was a really highly regarded jazz musician. He was a fine jazz pianist. This is kind of a very programmatic piece. As you noticed, it's like, oh, it's the mules. It's the animals hopping around the canyon. For, you know, better or for worse, when people talk about music in the Grand Canyon, that's what they think of. But I have to tell you, we have never played the Grand Canyon Suite in 36 years of the Grand Canyon Music
Why
Festival.
Why not?
Well, in part because it's symphonic work and we are really chamber music. I think at one time or another, we thought, wouldn't it be kind of fun to kind of arrange one or two movements to do it? But there's just so much other stuff that we want to do that's taken priority, really. You know, we've had Pulitzer Prize-winning composers joining us and commissioning new works of music inspired by the Grand Canyon, having our Native American Composer Apprentice Project, students from the Navajo and Hopi Nations writing new music. So, you know, it's a fun piece, and maybe someday we'll do an arrangement of it.
Okay, well, let's listen to another thing that is on your agenda. This is one of many that the Grand Canyon Music Festival has commissioned over the years. This is called Guardians of the Grand Canyon, composed by Brent Michael Davids.
Thank you.
It's got the same idea behind it, it sounds like to me, which is that, mm-hmm. You know, it's peaceful and yet it's so grand that you never know what's going to happen.
Right. In 2000, the Grand Canyon Music Festival was chosen to be the Arizona host site for a nationwide millennial project. And we were asked to commission a composer to write a piece that would reflect our community. And we chose Brent Michael Davids, who's a member of the Mohican Nation. And he came to the Grand Canyon, and he wanted to meet the Havasupai, who are still living in the canyon.
Right.
He really thought it was important, and I agree completely with him, that we talk about and celebrate the people of the canyon. Mm-hmm. And so he created this piece, which is really the Havasupai Ram Dance. So what you heard is the four flutes and two percussionists. We had a metal flute, which is what I play. Brent has a crystal flute that he made, a native wooden flute, cedar flute, and a clay flute, and then two percussionists. And at the end of the piece, you hear the Havasupai Ram dancers sing their traditional song along with our performance. Many of the original First Peoples of the Grand Canyon, whether it's the Havasupai or the Hopi or the Hualapai, the Navajo, just to name a few, and music and art is not separate from daily life. It's not something they put in a box and take out every once in a while to admire. It's really an extension, an expression of the beauty that surrounds us. And certainly when you're at the Grand Canyon, you see that beauty. It is surrounding you all the time. And it's kind of what we think about when we think about putting together a festival every year and the music we want to play, the reverence that I think is appropriate when we're in this place that really is kind of our national shrine. Mm-hmm. The ranger I spoke about earlier, Joe Quiros, he calls it our Notre Dame.
Well, and by the way, mm-hmm. we spoke the other day with a councilwoman for the Havasupai as part of our Grand Canyon 100-year series. So people can check that out at hereandnow.org. But I want to listen to mm-hmm. One more piece that you wanted us to hear. This is Puhutawi, mm-hmm. composed by Clark Tanakungva and Trevor Reed. Here's part of the fifth movement. Tell us about this piece.
Trevor Reed is a young Hopi composer. He was actually one of our teachers in our Native American Composer Apprentice Project. And when he was working with us on that, he said, you know, I'm also working on this new piece with Hopi traditional singer Clark Tanakungva. We're really trying to synthesize traditional Hopi music with sort of, I never know what to call it, Western European music. So in 2016, we premiered Puhutawi, which was really co-composed, Trevor and Clark working together to create this new, they call it sort of a new genre of Hopi music. And we had two string quartets and percussion, and you also heard traditional Hopi percussion as well as Clark singing.
Well, let me ask you finally then, what is it like to listen to the music in the canyon? Because mm-hmm. there's the idea of music being about the canyon, mm-hmm. but also it must be different to just hear it when you're in it.
It's wonderful. It's really, I mean, I have played my flute in the canyon. It's really quite weird because sometimes you can't hear the echoes, but I've been told, you know, somebody say there's like four or five echoes going on at the same time.
Wow.
It's such a big place, but you can't hear it where you are. And it is very, you know, inspiring is too simple a word. As I said, it's very moving. There's this reverence that we bring, and this idea of art and music not being separate but a part of who we are when we celebrate the beauty around us, the world we live in, and the values that we have.
You know, it's interesting that you say inspiring is too simple a word because mm-hmm. I think about the Grand Canyon and think that everything is too simple to describe it,
right.
to,
right.
you know,
right.
pay homage to it, anything. It's just so huge. That's Claire Hoffman, who is a musician and co-founder and artistic director of the Grand Canyon Music Festival. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
The sound of flute in the Grand Canyon.